Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for this message is the gospel lesson, especially verses 6 and 7. And while they were there, the time came for Mary to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, my Aunt Litka worked at the department store Famous and Bar in the 1980s. One Christmas, the store displayed a wooden, beautifully carved nativity scene from Italy. My aunt loved it so much that she bought the whole scene, around 15 figures. What's more, she liked the scene so much, she displayed it year-round. It was on the top of her bookshelf every day for over 30 years. Truth be told, she really liked the figure of the infant Jesus. She liked all artistic images of Jesus, but was especially fond of images of Jesus as the Christ child. She loved to recall that Jesus came into our world on that first Christmas day as a tiny newborn baby, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. If we're honest, I think we'll admit that we all like the image of the infant Jesus. A few years ago, one of my midweek students gave me a beautiful ornament showing Mary and Joseph and the infant Jesus lying in the manger. And I found myself staring at that image of Jesus, thinking he was so tiny. Like my kids, like my grandkids, he came for me. I think a lot of people want to think of Jesus as an infant, a cute little baby. They want to think of Jesus as soft and gentle, a baby who warms the heart and makes us smile. And certainly Jesus came to us on that first Christmas day like all human infants. After a period of labor, Mary gave birth to him. We're told in today's text that Jesus was her firstborn, her first child. Being an inexperienced parent, I'm sure Mary had a lot of fears and apprehensions. She probably drove Joseph crazy with all her precautions. You know what I'm talking about. Joseph, make sure that blanket is clean. Joseph, get some more hay for the manger. Joseph, get some more swaddling cloths for Jesus. And after Jesus was born, Mary cared for him like every mother cares for her baby. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and nursed him and burped him and then put him down for a nap. Not long after that, he woke up and was nursed again and burped, had his diapers changed, and went down to sleep again. And I'm sure Joseph had his hands full, getting food for Mary, fuel for the fire, washing Jesus' diapers, protecting him with watchful eye, holding Jesus. Jesus was a soft, cute baby. Had we been there, I'm sure all of us would have oohed and aahed over the Christ child. But this baby was special. I know, every baby is special. Every baby is a gift from God. But this baby had extraordinary significance. In Luke chapter 1, we learn about the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary and telling her, "You will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the Holy One born to you will be called the Son of God." And in Matthew chapter 1, we learn about an angel appearing to Joseph in a dream, saying to him, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." After Jesus was born, angels announced his birth to the shepherds watching their flocks at night in the field surrounding Bethlehem. An angel told them, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, for unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And then the shepherds were treated to a heavenly concert. An army of angels appeared with the angel and sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom God is pleased." Then the shepherds went to Bethlehem and found the child. They found everything as the angel had said, and they went out telling everyone they met about Jesus, that he was and is God's special child, his special child of promise. But if you look at the nativity of our Lord and only see a cute, cuddly baby being born, you're missing a big part of the picture. A big part. Oh yes, Jesus was cute and cuddly, but he is so much more. We see the full picture. We truly understand and appreciate the celebration of Jesus' birth when we keep 1 Timothy 1, verse 15 in mind. There, St. Paul writes, "Here is a trustworthy saying deserving full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." That baby came into the world to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil. Just being cute wouldn't do it. Those tiny feet and hands would grow and one day be pierced with nails. That soft infant head would grow and one day be crowned with thorns. Those chubby little legs, they'd grow and one day buckle under the weight of a cross. That baby grew up, led a life of perfect love and sacrifice, and then died to pay for all your sins. Jesus loves you so much, he did all that for you. He left heaven to open heaven for you. The church in which I grew up had a custom of putting two Christmas trees up at Christmas time. We'd have two trees in the church, one on one side of the chancel and the other on the other side of the chancel. After Epiphany, those trees were taken down, but they weren't burned or thrown away. They were saved until Lent. A few days before Ash Wednesday, somebody would cut off all the dead branches and take the two trunks of these trees and make a cross. All during Lent, that cross stood there, reminding God's people to repent and put their trust in Christ crucified. And then on Easter, the cross would be draped with white, reminding God's people that Jesus rose in victory on Easter, reminding God's baptized people that Jesus rose to bring us life and immortality. Those two Christmas trees turned into a cross served as a gentle reminder, a reminder that Jesus didn't come to this world just to be a cute little baby or some religious teacher. He entered the world to make a ransom for all your sins. If there had been no cross after Christmas, Jesus never would have left heaven. Jesus came into the world to bear the cross, to save sinners, to rescue you from sin and death. One of the things I love about Christmas is Christmas music. I like Christmas carols, Christian carols, and secular Christmas music. Secular Christmas songs don't talk about Jesus, but they're kind of fun, you know. They're very enjoyable. One secular Christmas song I especially like is Let It Snow. You remember that song? I'm sure you know the lyrics. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It's a fun song. But I think there's a better Christmas song with the theme of snow. It's a Christian song written in the 1990s called White as Snow. It goes like this. It's based on Isaiah 1, verse 18. It goes like this. White as snow, though my sins are like are as scarlet, Lord, I know, that I'm clean and forgiven. Through the power of your blood, through the wonder of your love, through faith in you, I know I can be white as snow. See what I mean, brothers and sisters? God sent his special child into the world to make you white as snow. That child is your Savior, whose birth we celebrate, the Savior we love and adore. Over the years, I've come to admire and respect motherhood more and more. Where would we be without our mothers? Mothers give life. They nurtured us. They teach us. They teach us what we need to know most. They love us unconditionally. They're our biggest fans. Many times, right or wrong, mothers defend their children, sometimes tooth and nail. And naturally, mothers think of their children as their children. They're tied to their children. Their children belong to them. No matter how old you are, your mother is always your mother, and you are always her child. You might even be her baby. But it's different with God's special child. This special child, and Mary would agree with this special child, Jesus, belongs to you, and you belong to him. It's not a matter of bringing this child to life or nurturing this child or teaching him, quite the opposite. Jesus brought you physical life. He brought you new and eternal life. He nurtures you. He teaches you what you most need to know. In all the ups and downs of life, Jesus is there for you. And so, brothers and sisters, when we look at Jesus, we see someone who entered our world as a child, as a sweet, tender baby, so gentle and soft. But when we see this special child, we also see the one Isaiah described in Isaiah 9, verse 3. We see our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know what? Over the years, our Christmas celebrations have gotten quieter. Don't you think so, dear? They've gotten quieter. We still decorate the house and buy gifts for all the kids and grandkids. We still go to our grandkids' Christmas programs. They're wonderful. But it's not so rushed. The hype seems to have died down. And that's okay. Even though it's quieter, we still celebrate Christmas. We reflect on and praise God for the gift of Jesus, God's special child. No matter what happens around us, we have God's grace and mercy and love through Christ. No matter what happens, we are God's baptized children, having been renewed and being renewed every day. No matter what happens, the Word of God, the good news, that Jesus came into the world to save sinners is not going to change. So, Merry Christmas to all of you. Jesus, God's special child, belongs to you, and you belong to him. To him be all the glory forever and ever. Amen.